and felt his foot head off and up without him. He landed heavily on his back, his head thumping on the floor. He was sure he heard his own skull crack. "Postman, what is the second oath?" the echoing voice commanded. "Dogs, I tell you, there's no such thing as a good one. If they don't bite, they all crap. It's as bad as stepping on machine oil." Moist got to his knees, head spinning. That's right, you keeps going," hissed Groat, grabbing his elbow. "You get through, come rain or shine." He lowered his voice even further. "Remember what it says on the building?" "Mrs. Cake?" Moist mumbled, and then thought, was it rain or snow or sleet? He heard movement and hunched over the heavy bag as the water drenched him and an over-enthusiastic bucket bounced off his head. Rain, then. He straightened up just in time to feel biting coldness slither down the back of his neck and nearly screamed.
That was the ice cubes, Groat whispered. Got them from the mortuary, but don't you worry, sir, they was hardly used. Best we can do for snow this time of year, sorry. Don't you worry about a thing, sir.
Let the mail be tested, bellowed the all-commanding voice. Groat's hand plunged into the bag while Moist staggered in a circle, and he raised a letter triumphantly.
I, probationary senior. Oh, just excuse me a tick, worshipful master.
Moist felt his head being pulled down to the level of Groat's mouth, and the old man whispered,
was that probationary or full, senior postman, sir?
What? Oh, full, yes, full, said Moist as iced water filled his shoes.
Definitely. "I, Senior Postman Groat, do declare the mail to be as dry as a bone, worshipful master!"
shouted Groat triumphantly. This time the cracked voice of authority held a glint of gleeful menace.
"Then let him deliver it!"
In the stifling gloom of the hood, Moist's sense of danger barred the door and hid in the cellar. This was where the unseen chanters leaned forward. This was where it stopped being a game. "I haven't actually written anything down, mark you," he began, swaying.
"Careful now, careful," hissed Groat, ignoring him. "Nearly there. There's a door right in front of you. There's a letterbox. Could he take a breather, worshipful master? He caught his head a nasty crack."
"A breather, Brother Groat, so's you can give him another hint or two, maybe," said the presiding voice with scorn.
"Worshipful master, the ritual says that the unfranked man is allowed up," Groat protested.
"The unfranked man walketh alone on his card, Tolliver Groat. He doesn't want to be a junior postman, oh no, or even a senior postman, not him. He wants to achieve the rank of postmaster all in one go. We're not playing postman's knock here, junior postman Groat. You talked us into this. We are not mucking about. He's got to show he's worth it."
"That's senior postman Groat. Thank you so very much," Groat yelled.
"You ain't a proper senior postman, Tolliver Groat, not if he fails the test."
"Yeah? And who says you're worshipful master, George Aggie? You're only worshipful master because you got first crack at the robes."
The worshipful master's voice became a little less commanding.
"You're a decent bloke, Tolliver, I'll give you that. But all this stuff you spout about a real postmaster turning up one day and making it all better is just silly. Look at this place, will you? It's had its day. We all have. But if you're going to be pig-headed, we'll do it according to the book of rules."
"Right then," said Groat.
"Right then," echoed the worshipful master.
A secret society of postmen, Moist thought. I mean, why? Groat sighed and leaned closer.
"There's going to be a bloody row after we're finished," he hissed to Moist. "Sorry about this, sir. Just post a letter. I believe in you, sir."
He stepped back.
End of CD 4.